Bezrat Hashem is Bochur, begin Perek Tish Aser, the 19th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Eidos, Laws of Testimony, Sefer Shoftim, the Book of Judges, which, Judgments, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek, which opened up the discussion about Hakasha and Hazama, where in this Perek we discuss specifically the specifics of the Halacha of Hazama. As Rambam gets Halacha off regarding that it's there's where you were in a different place at that same time, how far were the witnesses who were being having Hazama done to them, far away geographically. So Shnaim She'idav Amru, two people testified, and they said, the Mizrach HaBira, on the eastern part of that mansion, Horeg Ze'es HaNefesh B'Shal Plainus, this guy killed that person at that time. Bo Shnaim B'Amulhem, then two witnesses came along and said to them, wait a second, to the first peer, said, B'Manav HaBira HaZois, and on the western part of that building, Hayisim Imon HaBeis HaZois, you with us at that same exact time. So, it depends. If someone who's on the western side can see what was happening on the eastern side, there's no Hazama done to them, because it could be they saw, even though they were on the other side. But if you cannot see, when you're on that side, what's on the other side, so then Hazama is done to them. Because how could you have said what you saw over there when you were on the other side at the same time? In other words, we don't say, oh, maybe that the vision of the first pair of witnesses were Rav was very great, and maybe they could see very far, yes, and we call other more than most people. We don't say that, and we assume it's just like every single person. Let's say two witnesses come along and they testify and they say, in the morning, this guy killed this guy in Yerushalayim. And then the second pair of witnesses come along and say to them, wait a second, on that same day in the evening, you're with us in Lud. Now, so it depends. If a person could go off even on a horse, meaning even though it's a quick mode of transportation, but it's possible to go from Shalem to Lud, from morning till evening, then maybe, yeah, maybe they were there in the morning and they're in the evening. But from Lav, if it's not possible to get there from morning to evening, obviously that's Hazama done to them. And that is, we don't say, oh, Shema Kar Kal B'Yoysen Zamla, maybe a very swift camel that runs very fast happened to be in their domain, the Kiplo Zaderech, and therefore they were able to like abridge the journey. No. We always evaluate according to what's a common, normal thing that could be found. And since it's not a common thing to have such a fast camel, Mezimen Leha Oysam, and therefore that would be qualifying as a Zaman, will get the punishment they tried to do to the defendant. Halacha Beis continues regarding the liability of Hazama in regards to their testimony that's talking about someone having killed someone else. Shnayim Sha'amu, two people say, Be'echad B'Shabbos, on Sunday, Horeg Ze'es HaNefesh B'Mokem Pleini. This guy killed this person in that place. Bo Shnayim Ba'amu, then two people came along and they said, what do you mean? B'Yoyim Ze'e, on that same day, Imono Hayisim, you with us, B'Mokem Acher Rochi, in the faraway place. Now, But the second pair of witnesses said, yes, but you know what? He actually killed him on the day after, on Monday. So even if the later pair of witnesses come along and they testify, actually, many days before he had actually killed him, doesn't make a difference. So what's going to happen is the murderer, with the first pair of witnesses, they're going to both be executed. Because Hazama was done to them, meaning the subject gets killed because of the testimony of the latest pair of witnesses that said that he killed them on a different day. But the first pair of witnesses, they're going to get executed because ultimately they had Hazama done to them. And this is the main point. Because at the time when they testified that he killed, his verdict was not yet handed down to be executed. So even if the second pair of witnesses say he had killed earlier, but when they testified, there was no backing with that, and they were lying, and the Hazam was under them, and therefore they're going to be executed too. But now, depending on the case conceptualization, we're going to see that actually there could be exemptions from Hazama when it comes to a wickedness regarding murder, a crime. But let's say two witnesses come along, Beshlisha B'Shabbos, on a Tuesday. Rambam, they say, Be'echad B'Shabbos, Nigmar Dinah Shel Plein L'Ariga. On Sunday, the verdict of that person was passed down that he should be executed. Another pair of witnesses come along and they say, wait a second. Be'echad B'Shabbos, on that Sunday, you can't say that's when the verdict was handed out that they should be executed, because Imanu Yisim Mokom Plein Yerochik, you're with us somewhere else in a faraway place. El Me'er B'Shabbos, Ebeshein B'Shabbos Neg Medina, rather, wasn't on Sunday. Was it actually before Shabbos? Or was it actually on Monday that the verdict was handed down? So, in either way, in Eidim Elo Shazaman HaRogim, in this case, the witnesses who had Hazama done to them are not going to be executed. Why? Shonim Kamokim, because ultimately, at the end of the day, when they did testify on these witnesses, which was on Tuesday, Yeah, regarding what happened on Sunday. But ultimately, the victim was, the defendant was already decided that he should be executed, whether it be Friday, whether it be Monday, even after the day that they're saying it would happen. But ultimately, when they're testifying here on Tuesday, even the second pair of witnesses are agreeing, it was already a Gemara Din already. So therefore, comes out that they were testifying regarding someone who was already obligated for death, and it's like testifying regarding a dead person, which would not be liable. Similarly, regarding the exemption of Hazama when the wickedness is regarding a Knas. Same thing is regarding when it comes to for payment of a penalty, where the halacha is that someone who admits Moed B'Knas is going to be Potter. The halacha is going to be like capital punishment that we just spoke about, the differentiation between the testimony of the actual story to the testimony of the Gemar HaDin, which was what the chilik we said in these first two cases of halacha Beis, where the one is talking about what actually happened, the other one is talking about the Gemar HaDin, and therefore there's going to be a ramification of the guy having already been liable versus even if the date is had been, but he wasn't liable at that time. Which is Ketzah. So the Rambam explains how so. So Bosh Naim B'Shlisha B'Shabbos B'Amrav. Let's say two witnesses come along on Tuesday. B'Amrav, they say, Be'echad B'Shabbos on Sunday, Gonav B'Tavach, this person stole and he slaughtered that guy's ox, which therefore that's going to be a liability of five times the payment. V'Nigma Dinay. And the verdict was finalized that he's liable. That's what they're testifying. Ubosh Naim B'Amrav, then two witnesses come along and they say, wait a second. Be'echad B'Shabbos on Sunday, Imon Ha'isim Mokim Rochek, you with us somewhere far away. Of Be'er B'Shabbos Neg B'Din, but rather actually on Friday was when the Gemara didn't happen. Or Afalam, even though they said Be'echad B'Shabbos on Sunday, Gana B'Tavach HaMachar, actually on Sunday they're agreeing to the first pair of witnesses. That's when he stole, and that's when he slaughtered, and that's when he sold. But it was Shein B'Shabbos Neg B'Din, on Mondays when the verdict was finalized. Again, here also, Ein Eidim Eilu Shuhazamu, these witnesses who had Azama done them are not going to be Mishama, not going to pay. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, today on Tuesday, when they're testifying on him, Chayv Hoy L'Sham is already liable to pay, whether it be on Sunday, Monday, Friday. It doesn't make a difference. Anything like that would not be a liability of Hazama. Halacha Gimel, regarding doing Hazama to witnesses on a document, and also regarding when is the date of invalidating these witnesses on the document. So, Ein Eide Ashtar Nasim Zayman. You cannot have witnesses on the document to become Zayman in general. Achayim Bevezin, only if the witnesses themselves said in court that Shtar Zed, this document, Bismanikis of Anuhu, we actually wrote on the date that it says here on the document, and we had not delayed it. Only then, oh, so that's when you're saying you had seen it and therefore you saw it on the document, oh, on that day you were somewhere else. Then you could do Hazama. Avalim Loimur came, but if the witnesses themselves did not come to court and say that it's definitively like the date it's in the document, then even if the document on the date is Be'echad B'Nisan Yerushalayim, on the first of Nisan Yerushalayim, Uvo Eidim Ve'hi Idu, and then witnesses come along and testify and say, wait a second, She'ed Ashtar, the witness of the document, Ha'yimon B'Bubble B'Yim Zeh, on that same day they were with us in Bubble, so they couldn't have been in both places. Even so, Hashtar Kasher, the document is going to be valid, Ve'edim G'Shem, and the witness is going to be valid. Why? She'ev She'kesubu Be'echad Ruhu, because maybe they wrote it, but they had delayed it. In other words, U'kesho'yu B'Yerushalayim Be'echad Be'adr, maybe when they were in Yerushalayim, the first of Adar, that's when they wrote the document over there. But they just delayed the date. And they later they wrote it for a month later. So therefore, that's what we're saying, that you can't do Azama, because you can't say, oh, that date, because maybe that date that they wrote was not the date they actually wrote it. They just delayed it. And yeah, and that date, a month later, when it says in the document, they're with you somewhere else. Now, let's say they said, no, it was written in its date. Oh, then we said Hazama could happen, and Hazama actually happened. So, Im Yesham Eidim, so it depends. If there's witness over there, Sheyidim, that they know how Yom Shechas Malashtar, the date that they had signed in the document, Oy Eidim Shado Zehashtar, or witness who saw this document, Vechasimus Yadam, and the signing of their signature, by Buyem Plenty there on that day. So, Kimish Hazama, once Hazama was done to them, Hare Nifsulu Mafreya, so they become invalidated retroactively, Miyom Shenoid Shechas Malashtar, from the day that they knew that they signed on the document, which were shown to be falsely. Because witnesses who signed the document, it's as if their testimony was verified in court at the time of the sign. It comes out that just like this Hazama for oral testimony, so too the Hazama takes effect on the signing of the witnesses in the document itself. So it's from that point on that they were cancelled out with Hazama. But if there's no witness who saw their testimony when they were signing at the time that they signed, they didn't see the document from beforehand. So ain't if sudden then the witnesses that have a zama done them do not become invalidated. Only from the time that they testify in court that this is their, when they testify that this was their handwriting. They said bismanikas manua, and that it was written in this date. And then you have a second pair of witnesses. Hey, how could you have said it was on that date? You were with someone else. It's only from that time when they orally verify that they become disqualified, not from the date of the document. The reason for this is because for Efshe, it's possible should be yoim zeh. She'id bevezdin, it could be this day that they testified in court. Maybe bebeyim chasma lashtar, maybe it was that day that they actually signed in the document, shesh lekamashanim, that it has many years. They shikr v'amr, and they lie, and they said, bismanikas avanu, that we wrote it in its date. And therefore you cannot invalidate them out of doubt, all the documents that they had signed on, these witnesses, from the date that that document was signed on, until the date that they testified in court, because the witnesses cannot become Eidim Zayman to become retroactively invalidated based on their own testimony. If you have other witnesses who know that that's when it was, so then they become disqualified from that date. Since we don't know, it could be that's a lie too, therefore we won't disqualify retroactively from the time that it was dated in the document, but rather from the time now when they said that this is our signature and it was that we did on time, it's from then that they become disqualified.